SMB3 Overboard, an offload engine for NAST networks. Hi, my name is Chris Hertel, and I'm building an SMB3 offload engine for SmartNICs, and I'll explain what that all means as we go along. First, some quick background info on me. I've been a Samba team member since 1998, but I actually started working with the SMB protocol way back in the 1980s. A few years after I joined the Samba team, I started a side project called JSIFS, an SMB toolkit written in Java. JSIFS was a quiet success. You don't hear much about it, but you can still find it hidden in things like Android apps. It's under the LGPL, so it really shouldn't be a secret. While I was working on JSIFS, I gathered together the notes I'd collected about the guts of the SMB protocol suite and hammered them into a book, which came out in 2003. It's an open source book, and it's available online. On the strength of that book, I was asked by Microsoft to pull together a team and write Microsoft's official SMB-SIFS protocol specifications. So there I was, an open source Samba team geek, digging through the Windows kernel source code to uncover and document long-buried SMB secrets. I'll just mention that the terms SMB and SIFS were fairly interchangeable once upon a time. I've got a slide later on that briefly explains the naming and how it has changed. This is a quick but covery statement. I'm representing myself here. The opinions that I have, that is to say, which are mine. Also, I have to believe that some of you will know more about the material that I'm going to cover than I do. Also, I'm likely to gloss over some stuff you'd really rather I didn't. In a live show, I would gauge the audience and adjust. I can't do that in a pre-recorded segment, so ping me if you want to talk. I want to start with a quick tangent. I like to ride my bike, a lot. I mean, I'm even willing to wear the goofy clothes. So the map here it comes, will give you an idea of how much ground I've covered in the past few years. And yep, that's me on the right. I asked my wife to take a picture of her cool biker dude hubby, and she laughed, and she laughed, and then she snapped this photo of me with that look on my face. So I like cycling. I also like data. At the intersection of these two, there is, obviously, ride data. There's GPS.